Hello and welcome to the Loving Truth Podcast. I'm Connor, joined by Mike. We're excited to dive in with you again. Podcast theme is loving truth, loving God's truth, thinking about how we would respond to God's truth. And today we're answering a question that's come in for the podcast. How do we think about mental health peer-to-peer in the church, and specifically when everybody thinks they have anxiety and depression? So this probably will be a multi-part, I think, Mike. We're just going to kind of get off the ground in this. No promises, I guess, depending on how this goes. But what about mental health peer-to-peer in the church when everybody thinks they have anxiety and depression? I'm going to turn it over to you, Mike. Where would you kind of first want to take us in terms of addressing this question? Just I think the question is, how do I think about that? What does the Bible say to kind of guide my thinking on that topic? So
yeah,
I'll give it to you.
I mean, this is the hot topic. This is a hugely debated topic. It's something that there are no easy answers for. Sincere and intelligent Christians differ on. You could have, you know, two people or 20 people in the same room and they would all have a different nuanced approach. So there's a lot there. I think I would go to, let's go to the truth, right? So Jesus said in John 8:32, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free, right? And he goes on to say, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. So there's freedom in Christ. There's freedom that God gives, freedom from sin, not just the penalty of sin, but the power of sin that's going to be progressively, you know, broken in the believer's life, even as you struggle with sin. But he's going to, you know, really we say when we're saved by Jesus, when we trust in Christ, we're talking about believers, of course, that we are saved from the power and penalty of sin. So the penalty of sin, the condemnation, the wrath that we incurred because of our sins, justly went on Christ at the cross, and he is just and the justifier of the one who has faith in him. And so you're saved from the sin's penalty, but you're also saved by sin's power, but there's this progressive freeing that goes on in sanctification. And then one day, of course, we know we'll be one day set free from its presence when we're in the presence of the Lord. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, and we'll be with him where there is no more sickness and crying and death and pain and all of that. And I don't want to, we're not going to get into it real deep today, but I do have three things that I feel like are maybe lead to some of this, because the question you mentioned is addressing mental health peer-to-peer within the church. For example, when everyone thinks they have anxiety and depression, okay? Now, we're not going to sit here and deny someone's feelings or deny someone's experience and all of that. But if I could just point out three things that I think sometimes lead to everyone thinking that they have anxiety and depression, and a lot of it has to do with how we've coddled people, okay, and how we've literally gotten so zeroed in on, you know, kids won't launch anymore and become adults because they just want mommy and daddy to take care of their every single need, and that they've been taught very clearly that, well, if you have a problem, just go see this specialist, you know. And I was listening to something yesterday where they said, you know what's even better? Go talk to grandma. Okay. She'll tell you.
Yeah.
Grandma
yeah.
will tell you. Hmm. And anyway, I don't want to, I've got so many counselor friends, Christian counselor friends and biblical counseling friends and all of that, but I don't want to blow everything up. But let me just mention three things. Okay. Yeah. I think something sometimes behind a lot of this, everyone thinks they have anxiety and depression, all that, is the power of suggestion and persuasion. When you're told over and over again, tell me your feelings, that people want to admit they are sad. That'll give you some good, you know, empathy. But if you go, well, I'm happy, I'm good, everyone's like, okay, next.
Yeah.
Let's go to a juicier situation, you know? So the power of suggestion and persuasion, I think, plays into it. I think, secondly, the danger of peer pressure, group pressure, where now you're in this group and everyone's asking you how you feel and you're like, well, I feel really, really bad and I feel depressed. And everyone's like, yeah, me too, you know?
Yeah.
And I just feel like there's the danger of that, okay?
Right.
I'm not saying this is every single situation at all. But the power of suggestion and persuasion, kind of telling people what they should be feeling like or giving the wide range of here's the cornucopia of things you can choose from that is your ailment, or here's your smorgasbord of that.
Yep.
The danger of peer or group pressure. And then third, the fallacy of fixing through human means. God uses human instrumentality to bring about so many things in the Christian life. Like, you are not to do it alone. Titus 2 is a great example, right? Older men teaching younger men and older women teaching younger women and all of that. But still, I think there's this fallacy of that we can just fix everything through human means. Maybe give it a pill or give it a certain therapy or give it a certain whatever, and then you'll be fixed. And it's like, I'm sorry, but your sin problem can only be solved in Christ, and it won't be fully rectified until and unless you go to be with Jesus in the Lord's timing.
Right.
And that's for the believer. Yeah. And that's, again, everything I've said, I'm saying in the context of you're a professing believer and all of that. If you're not a believer, we love that you're hearing this, and we want you to know the truth and be set free by the truth. Believe in Jesus Christ, the substitute that shed his blood on the cross in the place of lost sinners, and loves the world so much that he gave himself for their life. And so just believe in the Lord Jesus, who was crucified, killed on the cross, and was buried and rose on the third day. And he is coming back. He's reigning now. He has promised to return, and he'll return with judgment for those who refuse him or blessing for those who believe, and that he's bringing his church with him. So I would just say, you know, let's not, I wouldn't want someone to succumb to the power of suggestion and persuasion and just go, well, they brought it up, so it must be, or the danger of peer pressure where it's like, you got to come up with something, or the fallacy of just, well, I can just get fixed through human means.
Yeah.
Because only God saves and only God sanctifies and only God does what God does. And he uses human instrumentality. Okay. He uses doctors and lawyers and therapists and a lot of people and pastors and fellow believers in your life.
Right.
And he should. And that you should have those relationships.
I love it. Yeah. That's great, Mike. We're actually going to, let's wrap it there. I think that's great. We're gonna have more to jump in on there. I'll just add, in addition to doctors and pastors and friends, he uses sunshine and sleep. And, you know, I think this is maybe for a future episode, but I think something that's been really well observed is when, you know, especially teens, but just people, period, move their existence online into a digital world, that has just devastating effects. And I think people do end up feeling and experiencing a lot of pain because we've rejected God's design, you know, in our kind of like embodied life and world. So more for next time, but listeners, hope that is maybe just something for you to think about today. I'll also say, I don't really have even anything to say, but someone who might be listening to this, Mike, who's just really deep in that dark cloud of the pain of depression or really intense anxiousness. And the Lord comforts his people, but that's just a painful thing to walk through. So I think we want to acknowledge that, and maybe we'll circle back to that as well. Anything else from you on that, Mike?
Let me just give you a word. If you're that person right now that you're like, I'm in the depths of despair and I am confused and I am depressed, let me just read you something and hear this, and hopefully it'll just sink into the nooks and crannies of your soul. David was getting chased down by Saul, who was trying to kill him. And he wrote this song inspired by the Holy Spirit. He starts with, "Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me. In you, my soul takes refuge." And the thing is, you can go to Christ for mercy. You can go to him for refuge. And the interesting thing is, he says, "Your steadfast love is great to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds." Your steadfast love and your faithfulness covers everything, and therefore it covers me. And there are a lot of things in life that confuse. You know, I think of the trans confusion, the transgender confusion and despair that many people, and they say, well, so many of that community are, you know, committing suicide even. And they'll turn and they say, see, it's because of you who say that they're wrong, or you that they say that they've listened to lies. And the thing is, they're going, like you mentioned a few moments ago, they're going against God's design. And that's never a good recipe for happiness. That net will never lead you to joy. To go against God's design is literally going to lead you to despair and to confusion and to think, what did I do? And who wants to admit that, right? Who wants to admit, I've blown it? I was sitting with a young brother in Christ just yesterday. Me and another elder were talking to him, and he was saying, I know. I have sinned greatly and I have blown it in my life, and I'm praising God for his mercy. Well, that humility, that repentance, that's what God, you know, God is near to the brokenhearted. God is near to the humble. And I would just say, cry out to Jesus for mercy. And we care about you, and reach out to us. Call Grace Church of Orange. We'll try to help.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for saying that, Mike. That's great. Listeners, we love you, and if we know you at Grace, we're so thankful for you, truly. And we'll talk to you next week on the podcast. Have a great day. God bless you.